I'm no expert, but when you have the heavy spring rains at the wrong time of year to spawn the mosquito population, even when it's hot and dry as it is right now, unfortunately, things like this can be expected.
Yeah, absolutely. We knew and were anticipating that we were going to have problems with the mosquito population, and we know that now, since West Nile virus is in the community, is that any time we have problems with the mosquito population, we are going to have problems with West Nile virus. And true to form, yesterday we were notified that we have confirmed one individual from Brazos County that has West Nile fever. That individual supposedly is doing well and is on the road to recovery. It makes a great opportunity for us to reach back again to reinforce the community that they need to take those precautions to keep from getting bitten by a mosquito, because that's the only way to really ensure that you're not going to get West Nile virus.
What, if anything, can be shared about this particular person's circumstances, whether it's believed it was contracted in Brazos County or elsewhere, and if so, geographically where, and what stage is this person in, or how early did they detect it, that sort of information?
Well, we don't want to release any protected health information on the individual, but the person did not travel outside of Brazos County, from what my understanding is. So the assumption is that the highest likelihood is that they did get bitten by a mosquito that was here in Brazos County and contract the virus from here. And, you know, we're really trying to de-emphasize kind of geographically restricting different areas or isolating different areas of the county, because we have been actively engaged in trapping mosquitoes throughout the county on A&M's campus, in Bryan and College Station, as well as out in the county. And we're getting really the highest number of positive mosquitoes from all of those that we've gotten at any point in time from any previous year. So the reality is that the mosquito could have come from any of the regions within Brazos County, because all regions are pretty much hot with West Nile virus.
It's my understanding that it's really difficult to detect the virus. Can you explain when the symptoms do manifest itself that someone ought to really pay attention and go see a medical provider?
Yeah, absolutely, and you're absolutely right. The initial signs and symptoms, one, I guess the majority of people that have West Nile virus really don't have any signs or symptoms. It's only a small percentage of individuals that actually become symptomatic. Those symptoms can be very mild and may not prompt an individual to go and be tested, and the truth is that most of the time those symptoms will go away on their own. But it's those individuals that get the neuroinvasive form of the disease that start to have the significant signs and symptoms that you hear about so much, such as confusion, severe headaches, high fevers, and different neurological type symptoms, that really anytime you have any suggestion that anything like that is going on, you should seek, you know, medical attention, you know, immediately. If you start to have signs and symptoms of flu-like illness, and it does not appear as if that's something that is going away after a day or two, and it seems to be getting worse, then absolutely that's the time to go and seek treatment or evaluation.
And is that the circumstances with this particular patient?
Yes, that's my understanding. Again, I don't have the specifics of the particular patient, but from what I understand, there was not just one thing that made this individual go to the to seek care, but it was kind of a constellation of things that kind of kept coming up, and that's when they were seen. And really, remember, it's only those individuals that are tested for West Nile virus that we know are positive. We have one person that we know is positive, and we know that a large number of people are asymptomatic with it. You know, we know that within Brazos County, we most likely have a number of people that have West Nile virus. They're just not having a significant infection with it.
Demographically, are we talking about an infant versus a toddler versus a child versus a young adult?
My understanding is that this was a young adult. If you look across the state of Texas, though, Texas has had over 145 cases of West Nile virus reported. And the age range of that age has been 20 months to 93 years old, basically, and the average age has been a 47. I don't know the specifics of the individual from Brazos County, but I do know it was an adult, a young adult, I think.
Yeah, mosquitoes don't discriminate.
Yeah, they're non-discriminatory. They like to feed, and remember, it's kind of a common household mosquito that spreads and carries the virus. And they're most prevalent. Their feeding times are most prevalent during the hours of dusk and dawn. And so those are the times that you really need to be vigilant about protecting yourself.
In fact, let's run down the other three D's since you talked about the time of day to try to avoid being outside.
And so avoiding the times of dusk and dawn when the mosquitoes' feeding habits are the highest. The other D stands for dressing appropriately, and that meaning using long sleeves and long pants whenever you're outside or outdoors where mosquitoes are most prevalent. One of the other D's stands for DEET, meaning using an insect repellent that has DEET or any other type of an approved mosquito repellent in it. And then the fourth D actually constitutes looking around your neighborhood, your yard, or areas where there may be standing water that can actually be breeding grounds for mosquitoes, and making sure that those are drained or appropriately treated to eliminate the risk of mosquitoes. So dress, watching the times of dusk and dawn, using DEET, and then draining standing water where mosquitoes like to breed.
You made the reference to the health department continuing its trapping of mosquitoes. Has there been any sort of decrease, not only in the mosquito population, but the decrease in the number of mosquitoes with the virus since we have now hit a couple of weeks of hot weather?
You know, the unfortunate thing is that there really hasn't. We've the last 3 weeks, from my understanding, from our Dr. Mark Johnson, our PhD individual here at the Health Department, he has been trapping mosquitoes kind of diligently from the beginning of June, and will continue to do so through September, which is kind of the common trapping period. And the numbers of mosquitoes are actually increasing that we've had now, and maybe hopefully in the next week to 2 weeks, we'll see a drop if as long as we don't get further rains. But over the past 3 weeks, we've had actually an increased number of not only mosquitoes that we're capturing, but those mosquitoes that are turning up positive for West Nile virus. So we would hope that with the drier conditions, that those areas of standing water would get smaller. But I guess the reality is that with water levels dropping, you don't get as much circulation, and so we actually have more stagnant pools of water, which is the prime breeding ground for mosquitoes.
Anything else we need to communicate to listeners?
No, sir. Beyond the fact that we want everyone to take those four precautions, West Nile virus is not an illness that can be treated. There's no medication to go make it go away. There's no human vaccine for West Nile virus at this point in time. So the biggest way to treat the West Nile virus is actually to prevent from getting it in the first place. And the only thing that can spread West Nile virus that we know of is this mosquito. And so the mosquito precautions, though they seem to be relatively routine, are very important, and everyone within Brazos County should consider the whole county essentially positive for West Nile virus, because it is.
You brought up something I want to quickly explore, and that's how you contract it. The virus cannot be passed on from human to human or from pet to human.
Exactly. Yeah, it is not transmissible from human to human or from an animal to human. The virus is spread through through the bite of a mosquito. And so an individual with flu-like symptoms, if it's not the flu, they're not going to be giving someone else West Nile virus.
Any other misconceptions we need to clear up?
I think the biggest misconception is that it is deadly or fatal in all cases. And we want to reinforce the fact that the vast majority of cases of West Nile virus are subclinical, meaning people don't even show signs and symptoms that they have the illness, or if they do, they're mild. But we also want to caution people and relay the concern that there is a significant form of the illness that they need to, and it is preventable if you just prevent from getting bitten by mosquitoes.